Okay. Well, I'm back with the podcasting microphone in my basement. It is, I believe, the 7th of January, 2009. I know it's a little bit before 11 o'clock. Oh, maybe 10:35, 10:40, something in that range. Well, anyway, you know, I've been flailing about with podcasts, podcast formats, since the close of the general election back on 4 November. You know, we're talking November, December, quite a while back. So, in an attempt to continue on with the lecture series, I've just picked up the microphone, fired up the mic, and begun to talk. And I don't really have a plan of action. Several interesting ideas occurred to me during the course of the day. And I thought I might try to get a hold of those in an audio format without sounding too befuddled. But maybe that's just the nature of these things. Anyway, my good friend, Mr. Bludgeon, called, and we're looking at statewide races in 2010. And it's a wide-open field. Hopefully we'll have candidates for the governor and lieutenant governor, possibly a candidate for Senate, and a candidate for the Office of the Insurance Commissioner, and any PSC seats that might be open at that time in 2010. Still got to do the research there. Don't know what the open stuff is. Okay, so we got some homework in that regard. But we'll find out. That'll happen this week. So, we focused our conversation today, focused basically on the race for insurance commissioner, likely candidates. Mr. Bludgeon insisted I would be an excellent candidate. I'm not so certain myself. It is an attractive thought. Who the hell would want to be a powerful state-level politician regulating industries that make trillions of dollars? Yeah, possibly trillions. Insurance companies, they make a lot of money. All the ones operating in Georgia may make as much as $1,000 billion a year in premiums, especially since Georgia is a state that saw fit to force its citizens to purchase automobile insurance if they operate a motor vehicle. And this has spawned a whole lot of fucking illegal activity. Fake insurance companies, fake cars, willful disobedience. And most of it's driven by economics. You know, especially in a metropolitan Atlanta area, this is a very dense urban area. The roadways are not adequately developed for the level of traffic that requires to use them. I mean, it doesn't take 2 hours to get from where I live in Decatur to, let's say, Smyrna. You know, there are times of day when you can make that transit in a relatively safe, efficient, and speedy manner. But during our rush hours, you won't go anywhere. It's that bad. Gridlock's huge. It's terrible in Atlanta. You know, and insurance companies profit from this. And in a state where everyone's mandated to carry insurance if they're going to operate a motor vehicle, this is a tremendous burden. You know, it is a hidden tax sponsored by the state, but collected by a private entity, an insurance company. In exchange for your monthly money, they promise that if you fuck your car up, they'll fix it. Now, none of them promise that they'll have a new car or a replacement car in the driveway tomorrow. You know, oh no. It may take a month or two, or six, to get something settled, especially if there are injuries involved. You know, the insurance commissioner, the office of it, at least as me and Mr. Bludgeon understand it, is to represent the people of Georgia. You know, the people that actually live here. You know, the guys that are actually driving the cars. And act on the people's best behalf. And to us, that kind of says, we're paying too much. You know, don't pay too much for insurance. It's ephemeral. You know, it's not a fixed good. It's not a real thing. It's a trust. It's an assurance. And these guys are supposed to be smart enough to be able to figure out how to do that relatively cheaply. And yet, it seems, at least in terms of automobile insurance in the state of Georgia, that is not the case. So, the Office of the Insurance Commissioner is of interest to the Libertarian Party because we believe it to be how did Mr. Bludgeon describe that? Under the radar kind of political seat. But it does have a lot of important duties. And as our current insurance commissioner has so richly illustrated during his tenure as the insurance commissioner, it's evidently a position which would allow one to amass millions of dollars of political contributions in order to run for the governorship of the same state. And Oxendine's announced that he intends to do just that. And nobody has said nothing about where'd you get the money. That's politics, baby. That's politics here in the state of Georgia. So Oxendine, I don't know. I don't know. I never met the man. I ain't read no great things about him, but I ain't read nothing really horrible. You know, he ain't that Huey P. Long kind of politician. Nobody's found him in bed with a, what is it, a live boy or a dead girl. So, you know, he's pretty much good to go. Hey, he's going to run for the governorship. He's going to have some competition. Oh, and I'll go on record here. I believe, this is a bludgeon and skewer prediction. I believe that Johnny Isakson will announce his intention to run for the governorship of Georgia as a Republican. That will only leave us to try to decide, and divine who the Democrat might be. Because we will run a Libertarian for the governorship. Yeah. And that's going to be a tricky one there, because we got to find a Libertarian with a name. And as far as I know, and as far as Mr. Bludgeon knows, no known creature exists that fits that description. I mean, we need to, like, a Hollywood guy. You know, I mean, when you hear his name, you know him, okay? Now, well, I'll say this much. One of the names we bandied about. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Johnny, know me back. I'm going to go out there on Friday. So if you can come, you can come.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see if I'm working or not. That still has not been established. That was one of the things today that was one of the major topics of conversation. Mm-hmm.
All right.
You going to bed? Okay. Well, I got to finish my little podcast up. Concentration breakers, once again, here at 648. I got my concentration broken. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, 2010 cycle here in Georgia. You know what we at Bludgeon and Skewer believe are likely political outcomes, or, you know, at least scenarios under which outcomes may be decided. And you got to love these Nerf pistols. That's a Bludgeon and Skewer weapon. Pow! Only I wanted to shoot something significant. Not a little fucking rubber dart. I'd like to launch about a, I don't know, 5-ounce solid steel bolt out of this thing at a respectable 250 feet a second. Now, you know, I'll go ahead and, yeah, I'll go ahead with like the isothane or some sort of polymer tip, you know, so that it really translates shit, almost all of the kinetic energy from around. Pow! Right on the surface. Non-lethal, it doesn't penetrate, but it can't break bones. Shoot a guy in the fucking leg with one of these, pow, he's, that leg's broke. He ain't dead, but he's gonna have some major pain and problems. Yeah, baby, that's a Bludgeon and Skewer design concept right there. Just mumbling to myself here. Nerf pistol, 350 feet a second, 5-ounce steel projectile, polymer tip, pow, spreads on impact. Transfers all the kinetic energy, makes a deep, deep bump. Non-lethal. If you make a mistake and you didn't mean to kill some bitch, well, he ain't dead. That's positive. Revolver. Big six-cylinder revolver. I like that massive ass look. Pow. That's that fucking Hellboy revolver look. You know, that's how massive it is. I think that's a plus. It's brightly colored too. I believe that's a plus. That would be an awesome personal defense weapon. And Liberty Land could offer such a weapon. If Liberty Land ever comes into being. You know, it's all revolving back around Liberty Land here. Like, you know, and I've talked about this in other podcasts, but I think that Liberty Land is a mechanism that will allow the Libertarian Party to go from its current level to that of third party level. I mean, serious third party. 25-30% of the votes. You know, strong-willed, strong-minded, well-voiced members that show up and organize and get the grunt work done and raise the fucking money and come up with the content for the websites and the blogs and the YouTube channels. You know, somebody to follow on Twitter. Get some cyber ninjas. God, we need cyber ninjas in the Libertarian Party. Calling all cyber ninjas. If you are in fact a cyber ninja and you want a cyber ninja challenge, contact us at Libertarian Party of Georgia. Ask for me in particular. My name is Shane Bruce. Or you can send me an email. Or you can go to the Bludgeon and Skewer website that's indicated at the opening page to this particular series of podcasts. So anyway, hey, if you're listening, there's communication channels established. Time to start sharing ideas. Time to start building plans, making plans, revising plans, devising scenario 1, 2, 3, 4, plan A, B, C, D. You know, taking into consideration everything we can take into consideration. But moving ahead, building a structure. That's what it's about. Build something. And, you know, you can build a walled city. You can build a ship. Or you can build a political party. Somehow or other, you can find a way to organize and orchestrate the activities of a group of people to achieve a desired outcome. And, you know, that's what it's all about, baby. That's politics. You know, so it seems to me the first thing you got to do is you got to figure out what the hell is the desired outcome. You know, what are your positions on what? You know, how do you feel about foreign trade? How do you feel about, in the case of the insurance commissioner, how do you feel about the fact that insurance is expensive in Georgia? Ooh, boo! Insurance is expensive in Georgia. So does that mean we got a good insurance commissioner or a bad insurance commissioner? You know, what does that mean? Here's the fact. You know, it's going to cost you a couple $100 a month to insure a car with just liability in Georgia. A couple hundred a month, man. The fucking car note may not be that much. Hell, maybe you picked it up for $1,000. You know, you got no capital in it. And yet the state says you have to maintain insurance on said vehicle. Is this right and just from a libertarian point of view? I don't know. Is the man in the seat, the one who's calling the shots, the one who's fucking making it happen, is he watching out for you and me, or is he watching out for his buddies, his pals, you know, those folks that have breakfast with him every Wednesday, you know, because it's a pleasant thing to do to have breakfast. I myself have had morning breakfast in diners I thought were phenomenal. There's one in Marietta that is in fact phenomenal. I don't know what it's named, but it's on 1941, it's north of 285, and man, they have got an absolutely killer pork chop breakfast special. 2 pork chops, 4 eggs, hash browns, toast, coffee, juice, water. You're going to need some of all of that because the pork chops are fucking fabulous. Ooh. Probably the best pork chops I've consumed in, I don't know, a decade, perhaps. Perhaps. Nah, couldn't be 10 years. But hey, recently, great pork chop. And if anybody ever starts listening to these podcasts, and I ever start getting them up in order, possibly you might visit there. It will be worth the effort, guarantee you. All right, well, I'm rolling up on 12 minutes. I'm going to try and, hell, I just hit 13. I'm going to try and keep this kind of stuff under 15. You know, it's a self-imposed limit. Sometimes I might ramble on longer. I ramble so much. But this is, and I haven't come up with a name for this podcast. It's a Bludgeon and Skewer production. And it's about Liberty Land, in some respects. It's about so many things. Anyway, with that, we bid you good night.